The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Mor Zekeni Yosef ben Sarah ben Marat Zekenati Yafab bat Sarah ben Abraham ben Esther Hashem Tanicham ben Gan Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied Latzlahat Hayale Sava Hagana Sava Yisrael Laomdim Al Mishmar Arzenu Ve'ale Elohenu Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor VeYatzir Otam Mekol Nezek UMachala Yedber Sunenu Tachtehem VeAterem Bechetel Yeshua ve'atelit nitzachon. Amen ve'amen. Begin today's daf on Vav Amud Yishon. We are on the second line, actually the first line. Atzada Shaveh Shebahem. We learned in the Mishnah that the common denominator between all the Av Melachot, Shor, Bor, Mav'eh, Hev'eh, the Tzada Shaveh, the commonality between all of them is Shedarkan Lehazik. They all have the derech to damage, and shemiratan alecha. And what? You're obligated to, you're responsible to watch over them. So the Gemara assumes that if the Mishnah is telling us the commonality between all these avot, must be it's coming to include something else. Which means, what do you need to include? When you're comparing two of them, it's because you wanted to learn the third one from it. Then you compare three to learn the fourth one. And now you tell me they all have in common the fact that the darkan nazik ushminatan alecha. From the fact that the Mishnah is telling us that commonality must be coming to include another type of hezek that's not written in the Torah. Not sure, bor, maybe something else. So the Gemara asks, what is it coming to include? What is that line in the Mishnah coming to include? Amar Abaye. Le'etuye abno sakino umasao shenihan berosh kago venaflo beruach metzuya veziko. It's coming to include the case where a person put his rocks or his knives or his load on top of the roof and the wind came, a normal wind came, ruach metzuya, blew it off the roof and damaged. That's not written in the Mishnah. That's not one of the avot in the Mishnah. So it's coming to include that. So the Gemara says, hechi dame, what's the case? If it damaged on the way, which means the wind was blowing it and it damaged, haynu ish, that's exactly ish. What's the properties of ish? Koach acher me'urav bo. It has another force, namely wind, that's involved in it, or is a part of it. So the same thing over there, when you put your evan sakin on the roof, the wind is blowing it, if it's damaging in motion, that's like ish. Mai shena ish. Just like ish. There's another force that is mixed in it. And what? It's your money and you're obligated to watch it. It must be talking about Avno v'sekino after it already landed on the ground. Now somebody got damaged. Wait. If you made it efker, then ben lerav ben Ishmael haynu bor. Because we learned already that Rav and Shmuel hold, what's the classic example of a bor? Something that's damaging in the Rishut Rabim that you made it hefker, like a bor. So if these items fell off the roof, and that is sitting in the Rishut Rabim and you made it hefker, that's already a melah, that's the av of bor. Why is it different than bor? The initial digging of the bor is what? It's prone to damage. That you're obligated to watch it. Here also, when you put something on the roof and the wind blows and it's landed in the shoot of a beam, it's prone to damage. So therefore, it cannot be coming to include that because that's already included in bor. So maybe it's talking about where you didn't make it ifkir. So if you didn't make an ifke, the Shmuel Amar Kula Miborolamadnu Hainu Bor. According to Shmuel, a bor is even a case where you did not make an ifke. So according to Shmuel, it's still bor. And Kula Mibor Hainu Bor. So comes the Gemara and says, Le'olam de'afkid hinhu. Really, I'll tell you the case it's talking about where it fell off the roof and you made it ifkid. Ah, you asked us. It's bor. Ve'lo damu le'bor. It's not similar to bor. Ma le'bor sheken in koach acher me'urav bo. Because bor doesn't have another koach involved there. The bor just sits in its place and the animal goes and falls into the bor. There's no other koach like wind. And therefore, you cannot compare Abno Sakino Umasosh Naflu B'Rishut Rabim, you cannot compare it to Bor. Ah, Tomar Behane, Mashienken, and Abno Sakino Maso'o, Shekoa Acher, Me'urab Behem. Because it has Koa Acher, Me'urab Behem. So therefore, if it just would have said Bor, I would say, you know why it's Hayav? Because Bor has... Because Bor has no koach acher me'urabo. Koach, it damages by itself. Mashaken abno sakino, I would think maybe it's not going to be chayav. Because why? Because it has a koach acher me'urabo. So maybe when it has a conjunction with something else, maybe you're not going to be chayav. Esh tuchiyah. Huh? But no. Because esh, we see, has koach acher me'urabo and still is chayav. No, but esh is different. Ma'le esh, sheken darko lilechul hazik. Esh has a stringency that what? It goes out and damages. And therefore, maybe that's why it's going to be hayab. Bor tochiyah. Bor will disprove that because bor doesn't go out and damage and still it is hayab. Which means we're trying to learn now, abno sakino masa'o, that fell into the shut rabim. And he made it tefkir. Is it bor? No, it's not bor. Why? Because bor, I'll tell you, is hayav, because there's no other force that's helping it. Mashik in here, Abno Sakino, has another force. No, but that's no ra'aya, because esh has a force, and it's still hayav. No, but esh has something else. Esh is darko lelech ul hazik. And Abno Sakino does not go out and damage, it's stationary. Bor yochiyah. Because bor does not go out and damage, and still... It is hayab. So therefore, we cannot learn Abno Sakino from Bor alone, and we cannot learn it from Esh alone, the Chazar Adin. And therefore, what? From the combination of Bor and Esh, I will learn Abno Sakino and Masa'o. Get it good again. My unknown is Abno Sakino or Masa'o that I put on top of the roof, and the wind came and blew it down into the Shuto Rabim, and I made it Tefkir. That's my X. That's what I don't know. What are my knowns? My known is Bor, and my known is Ish. So the Gemara says, maybe I'll compare this case of Avno Sakino Masa'o to Bor. No, it's not similar to Bor. Bor, I can tell you, is Chayav, because there's nothing helping it. Here, you needed wind to help it. Oh, so you're telling me where there's wind or another force, you're not Chayav? Ish tochiyah. Because Ish, you see it as another force, and still it's Chayav. Oh, but wait, Ish is different. Because Ish goes out and damages. Mashaken Abno Sakino Masao is stationary. So if it's stationary, not going to be Chayav. Bor Yochiyah. Because Bor is stationary, and still it damages. It's still Chayav. And therefore, Chazar Adin. Keep on playing ping pong, going back and forth. Therefore, we take the Sada Sheveh. What does Bor and Ish have in common? Darko lehazik, ma'mona mushmiratam aleicha, af ani avi, abno sakino, masa'o, they tell me that it's also hayav. So I learned that from the combination of bor and ish, amar. Rav Asa, give you another hadush. La'atuyye bor ha-mitkalgil b'ragle adam u'b'ragle behema. What is a bor ha-mitkalgil? So that she says, kegon, hiniyach even b'reshut rabim. A guy put a rock in the reshut rabim. It did not damage in its place. An animal was walking, kicked the rock to a different place, and the rock damaged somewhere else. Didn't damage where the guy originally put it. But because of the movement, it was bor ha-mitkalgel, it damaged somewhere else. That's already a chidush to say that the person that put the rock down is going to be hayav. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Hechi dami. Ida afkerinu. Again, if you made it afker, ben de Rav, ben de Shmuel, hainu bor. It's a bor. So it's bor, because if you made it afker, it's like bor. If you didn't make it afker, the Shmuel, it's still bor. The amar, kulam borod amadur, everything is earned from bor. Hainu bor. So then we don't need the hidush. This case is a bor. Kamar says le'olam de afkerinu. Really, I'll tell you the cases where you made it afker velo dami de bor. It's not similar to bor. Why? Malibor sheken ma'asav garmulo. In bor, what made the damage? Your ma'aseh. You dug the bor, your ma'aseh brought the damage. Tomar behanish sheken ma'asav garmulo. Here, your actions didn't bring the damage. You put it here. The actions of the animal that went and moved it brought the damage. And therefore, it's not really similar to bor. I would say bor is chayav. Because ma'asav garmu, mashe'ekin bora mitkalgel maybe will be patur because your ma'asav were not involved. So the Gemara says, shor yuchiyah. Shor will disprove that because shor wasn't your ma'aseh, and still you are hayav. Therefore, I could learn that the story of bora mitkalgel can be studied from shor. Ma'ne shor sheken darko lilech ulazik. No, shor goes out and damages. Mashe'ekin, this item over here is stationary. Bor tochiyah. Go back to Bor. So therefore, the Hazar Hadin. Now go back and play ping pong between Bor and Shor. Lord Ize, Kid Ize. Both do not have the same stringencies. Now we got to go to what they have in common. That what? Sada Shaveh. Mamonam Ushmiratam Alecha. So too, Bora Mitkalgel is your Mamon Ushmiratam Alecha. Therefore, in the Bora Mitkalgel, you're going to be Hayah from a combo of Bor and Shor. Rav Ada Barahaba Amar, Nu Hadush, Le'atuye Hadetanya. Kol Elu She'amru, Putkin Bibotehen. Halakha says, certain times a year, you're allowed to open up your sewage, Putkin, to unclog your sewage pipe, and let it run into the Reshut HaRabim. Right. Putkin Bibotehen, Ve'gorfin Me'arotehen. In the Me'arot, in the caves, that's where they used to put all their garbage. The zivir. A couple of times a year, whatever time of year it is, you'll have to empty out all the garbage, the refuse, into the Reshut HaRabim. Bimota hama in the Reshut. In the summer, where the streets are all beautiful and dry, you're not allowed to dirty and muddy them up with all the sewage and all the garbage. Bimota gishamim yesh lehem Reshut. But in the winter, anyway, the streets are all muddy from the rains and things like that. So therefore, it's mutar to empty out all this sewage and the waters into the Reshut HaRabim. But, even though you had a right and permission, but if somebody fell on this garbage or tripped or something happened, you're hayav, meaning you have permission to put it there, but you're liable. So that's what it's coming to include. The hadush of the Mishnah is that even this case is considered a mazik. Again, hechidame, what's the case? If it damaged as it was moving, koach hu, that's already his koach, which means when he unplugged the drain, if out of the force of it coming out, it damaged what was coming out, that's considered himself. That's koho. Koho is Adam Mazik. And therefore, Adam Mazik, we know already. Adam Mazik is hayav. Ela batar denayah. Ela must be talking about, no, his koach finished. He opened the plug, it gushed out, and it rested. Now a guy went and tripped on it and got damaged, or whatever it may be. Back to the same question. If he made the items efker, ben de Rav, ben de Shmuel, haynu bor. By shena bor, the tchilat asiyato lenezik b'mutcha shmirato alecha. Just like a bor, it's made for damaging, and you have to protect it and watch it. Hani namet tchilat asiyatan lenezik b'mutcha shmirato alecha. So therefore, it's no chedush. That's the regular standard. Bor ela de lo afkirin. So you didn't make it afkir. Still, the Shmuel the Amar kulam mibor olam hadu. Shmuel says everything is learned from bor. Even when you didn't make it afkir, I knew bor leolam de afkirinu. Really, I'll tell you, this water is in the garbage. You made it afkir. Velodami lebor. Why? Ma bo sheken shelo birshut. The reason I can say you hayav in bor because you dug the well in the reshut to Rabbim, you had no permission. That's what hayav. Tomar be'ani the birshut. But here you had permission, so I would have thought that maybe you're going to be patur. So the Gemara says, sure, yuchiyah. Sure, I'm allowed to have my shor in the reshut Rabbim, and still if it damages, I'm hayav. Wait, ma leshur shechen darko lelech ulazik. Shor is difficult. Shor goes out and damages. And therefore, since it's darko lelech ulazik, masheken the zevil is in its place. Mor tochiyah. Therefore, sits in its place and still hayav. Vechazar adin. Therefore, play shor against bor and go back and forth at a combination of the both. What do they have in common? So too, this refuse that you sent into the Shul of Rabim, you're going to be hayav from a combination of shor and bor. Each rabbi is figuring another item to learn from a combination of the avot. Ravina Amar, Ravina says another answer. La atuye haditnan. We learned in the Mishnah. Hakotel. You have a wall. We have a tree. It fell into the Reshut Rabbim. Viziko and damaged. Patur milashalem. Guy's off the hook. Natnu lo zeman lakutz et ha'ilan v'lestor et ha'kotel. Let's say the government, whoever it may be, the Bet Din, we'll call it. Told the guy, listen, you have a dangerous wall over here, and you have a dangerous tree. We're giving you 30 days to knock down the wall, or 30 days to knock down the tree. Nice. And it fell within the time that they gave him, patur. Because he could say, listen, I had 30 days, it fell before him, I'm off the hook. But after the 30 days, and already for damage, you're going to be hayav. Which means what? The rubble fell down into the Reshut Rabim now. A guy went and tripped on it. Within the 30-day period, I'm off the hook. Betin said have time. I mean, they assessed it that it wasn't going to fall, probably. Yeah. But now that you waited after the assessment period, so therefore you're going to be hayav. Gemara says, back to the same old story. What's the case? You made it efker? Ben derav ben ishmuel. Hainu bor. Maishena bor dezeko matzui ushmirato alecha. If you didn't make it, if the Shmuel, it's still bor. The Amar kulam bor olamadu ainu bor. The olam de afkirinu. Velo dame le bor. Why? Male bor sheken techeilat asiyato lenezek. When you made the bor initially, when you dug the hole in the ground, it stands initially for damaging. Tomar be'ani she'en te'ilat asiyata lenezek. On the contrary, when you built the wall, it was a wall. It wasn't built for the purpose of damaging. Shor yuchiyah. A shor wasn't created to damage. And still what? What a damage is going to be? Ayav. But it's the way of a shor to go out and damage, not the way of a wall to go out and damage. Bor tuchiyah. That what? Also doesn't go out of its way and just standing in its place. And therefore, from the combination of bor and shor, I come to include the case of a wall that fell into the reshut harabim. So therefore, the Gemara comes along and learns, what is it, four cases? Four different cases extra that are not written in our Mishnah. Let's just review the titles of these cases. The first case that we wanted to learn was Abno Sakino Masao Shinihan Berosh Gaggo. And the wind blew it, fell into the Reshut Rabim. That's a combo between Bor and Ish. The second item was Bor Mitgalgil. That's the rock that the guy put over here, and the guy kicked it, or the animal kicked it, and it damaged somewhere else. Bor and Shor, combination to teach me that's going to be Hayab. The third case over there is the refuse and the garbage. And even though you're allowed to do it, you're hayav. That's also a combination of bor and shor. And then the last case that we're learning over here is the kotel in the reshut rabim. Also bor and shor, combination to teach me that these items are going to be hayav. So even though it's not written in the Mishnah, but from the Sada Shaveh comes le'etuyeh one of these cases. Now we start new. One more point before we get to the new sugya. What I says, quoting from the Mishnah, Kishehizik, Hav Hamazik. That's a funny word. We are used to the word Hayav. The Mishnah says Hav Hamazik. So the Gemara says Hav Hamazik, Hayav Hamazik Mivayle. So Gemara says Amar Av Yehuda, Amar Av Hay, Amar Av, Kama, Hay Tana Yerushalmi Hava. Our Tana is from Yerushalayim. Detani Lishna Kelila. Their language is clipped, which means they don't say the whole word. They cut out some of the yuds. Instead of saying hayav, they should kidila. They clip the yuds and they say hav. That's the way they said it in Eretz Yisrael. They contracted the word. Okay. Leshalem tashlume nezek. Now we learned in the Mishnah. What's the payment that you pay? Very good. Edit. You pay metav sadeu, metav karmo. You pay metav. Metav is the choice lands. However, the Mishnah was a little vague. Whose lands? Let's get terminology here. You have a mazik and you have a nizak. The mazik is the damager. The nizak is the one that got damaged. Let's just get these words clear in our minds, because those are the words we're going to be using now. A mazik and a nizak. Get that? The mazik is the damager, and the nizak is the damagee. Now, both of these people have fields. Obviously, the mazik is the one that's doing the paying. So it says you pay from the best fields. The best of whose fields? The best of the quality of the mazik, or the best of the quality of the nizak? That doesn't say anything. It says metav sadehu. Shilmi. So this comes to a famous machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. How to learn? Start the sugya. Tanu Rabbanan. Metav sadehu umetav karmo yishalem. Metav sadehu shil nizak umetav karmo shil nizak. Devre Rabbi Ishmael. So the Bishmael holds, no. It's the best fields of the guy that got damaged. Nashi, look at Nashi. Nashi says a big chidush, which is really the hava mean of this Gemara. I'm telling you now, the Gemara is going to fall off this, because it's not going to make sense. But the Gemara is assuming this in the hava mean. I'll read Nashi. Metav sadehu shel nizak. She'im achla aruga besadehu. If let's say the mazik, his animal ate a row in the nizak's field. Shamin aruga mishubahat shel nizak. We analyze and imagine if the animal ate in the best fields of the nizak. Kama yafe achshav im perote. How much would it be worth with the perot? The kama te yafe below perot. And how much it devalued venoten lo? Even though the mazik only damaged a grade B field, but you're paying as if he damaged a grade A field, and therefore, it comes out according to this, you're paying more than you damaged.
Right.
You damaged a grade B field, the damage was, let's say, a $500 damage based on assessment of that field worth evaluating. But Torah says, no. Metav karmo. Metav sadehu. You imagine if it was metav. And if it was metav, that devaluation might be $1,000. You got to pay $1,000. So the hava mina, Rabbi Ishmael saying you actually have to pay more than you damaged. Like I said, the Gemara will fall off that. But that's what it's thinking at this point. Rabbi Akiva omer, because no. Lo ba katuv ela ligbot lenezakin min ha'idit. Rashi. Shel mazik. Deshamin aruga shel nizak lefi mashehu. Akiva says that. You evaluate what the damage is according to the field that you damaged. The im mazik baliten lo karka bedemen nisko. If he's going to pay in property the $500 damage, noten lo metav sadotav shaveh otam damim. You pay commensurate to what you damaged. But if you want to pay in real estate, then you have to pay the edit fields. You pay $500 of edit fields. So the Bi'akar, we understand That what? You want to pay in money, pay $500. You decide, Mazik, you want to pay in real estate, then you got to pay Edit. How much Edit? Well, assess the damage. You damage $500, pay $500 of Edit. Whereas according to Edit of the Mazik. Of the Mazik, of his Edit. But it's always a fair payment. According to the Akiva, at least. And then he says three more words. The Kalvachomer Lehekdesh. We don't know what this means yet. Kalvachomer Lehekdesh. We're going to wait for the Gemara to explain what the Kalvachomer is. Lehekdesh. Now the Gemara analyzes. The Rabbi Ishmael. Achal Shemina. Mishalim Shemina. I have no problem. If he ate a good field, so you tell me you have to pay the devaluation of a good field. That I can accept. Achal kichusha, mishalim shemina. But if he ate a weak field, the mazik has to pay now more than he damaged. Just imagine. Does that make any sense? Amar av idi bar avin, hacha b'may askinan. I'll tell you the case. Try to make it more sensible to you. Kegon she'achal aruga bin arugot. The animal went there and it ate one of the rows of fruit in a big field. In the guy's field, he had edit rows, he had non-edit rows. Ve'lo yad'inan ikehusha achal, ishemina achal. We don't know what he ate. No, we don't know. We don't know. Was this a shemina? Was this a kehusha? So in that case, Rabbi Ishmael says, the mishalem shemina. Then you got to make him pay the higher price. Gemara cannot accept that for the simple reason that goes against our rules in Dinei Mamonot. Amarava, uma ilu yad'inan de kehusha achal. Let's say we knew that it was kehusha. What would be the din? Lo mishalem ela kehusha. Hashta de lo yad'inan I kehusha achal I shemina achal. Mishalem shemina? You want to take money out of me? Prove to me that that my animal ate shemina. I'm willing to pay you kehusha. No, you got to pay me the more expensive. You want to take? You have a proof? I have no proof. Safek. What you did have a safek? So that cannot be what the Mishnah was saying. Because even if it's a safek, the mazik will pay the cheaper price. Ela. Okay. Revamp the whole mahloket. Amar Abaha bar Yaakov. Achabema askina. You know what the case is? Kegon. Shaita idit de nizak kiziburit de mazik. Relative fields. The idit of the nizak, that's the one that got damaged, is equal to the ziburit, the garbage. That's the third level. There's three levels. There's idit, benunit, and ziburit of the mazik, which means the mazik's grade C is equal to the Nizak's grade A. Okay? His C is his A. So comes the Gemara and says, Ubehapili, and this is the Mahloket. The Bishma'il Sabar Bidinizak Sheminan. He says, listen, you have to pay according to the Edit of the Nizak, and therefore it's a kula. Therefore, the mazik can pay his grade C because it's equivalent to the mazik, to the nizak's edit. If you would say you have to pay from the mazik, you'd have to pay a top quality field that is greater than all the fields of the nizak. So Rabbi Ishmael says, no, in this case, we'll be easy on the mazik. Pay commensurate to the best field of the nizak. So they go to the nizak, what's your best field? Oh, this grade A. So I have to find a field in that's equivalent to the Nizak's grade A. The Mazik goes back to his field. He sees my grade C is equal to his grade A. You can get away by paying grade C because that's the Edit. You're always paying this. Now, you're paying what you damaged. That we're falling off of what we said above. Now when you're paying in fields, what field do I pay equal damage? So I pay the Nizak's. Even though my field is a great C, but if the C is equal to the A of the Nizak, I'm good. For the B, Akiva, he's Mahmir. Savar, midemazik shaymina.
Wow.
He says, no. You have a grade A, even though your grade A, Mazik, is miles ahead of the best field of the Nizak, You pay from your best field. So Kaza Rabbi Akiva is more stringent in this case. Not that he's paying more. At the end of the day, everybody's getting the same amount. You just get less of an Edith field, but it's got to be an Edith field. We have to get this clear. Why does Rabbi Akiva say Bidin Mazik? And Rabbi Ishmael says Bidin Izak? All the Torah says is Metav Sadehu. His best. Who's his best? My Tamad Rabbi Ishmael. The Emar Sadeh Lemata. When the Emar Sadeh Lemata. In one Pasuk, it says the word Sadeh twice. I'll give you the Pasuk. It says, Vishilach et Bi'iro. He sent his animal. Ubi'ir Bisdeh Acher. Now that's Sadeh. What Sadeh is that talking about? The Sadeh of the Nizak. It's got a damage in the Nizak's property. And then what does it say at the end of the Pasuk? Metav sadehu yishalim. Just like the first sadeh was the sadeh of the nizak, so metav sadehu is also the sadeh of the nizak. Ma sadeh ha'amur lemada the nizak, av sadeh amur lemata the nizak. V'Rabbi Akiva, metav sadehu metav karmo yishalim.
Who's doing the paying?
De'ach de'kam yishalim. The guy doing the paying. That's whose field you assess it. Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael says no. Ahani gezera shava, the ahani kra. He says, listen, I don't deny your point of Yakiva. He says, yeshalim. But you can't deny that I have a gezera shava, meaning sadeh. So I'm going to say like this. Sometimes it's the nizak, and sometimes it'll be the mazik, depending on the scenario. Ahani gezera shava kedika amina. Yes, the gezera shava bidin izak will be the case that I told you. That the C of the mazik equals the A of the nizak. So then you have to pay based on the A of the nizak, which will end up paying C quality of his own. That's what the gezera shava says, bidin izak. Ahani kra, but the kra says yishalem. Smashma. According to the mazik, kegon, the eat lele mazik, edit vizeburit. The mazik has A and C. That's the qualities of fields that he has, the mazik. The edit le nizak, and the nizak has edit. Okay, he just has a grade A. Vizeburit de mazik, the ziburit, the C of the mazik, Lo shavya ki idit de nizak is not equivalent to the idit of the nizak. The mishalem le memetav dide. Then he has to pay the top quality. Even though the idit of the mazik is better, but doesn't matter, which means I can only pay you my ziburit if it's equivalent to your idit. But if my ziburit is not equivalent to your idit, then you could come along and say, I don't want your garbage. And therefore, the mazik cannot tell the nizak, ta atka bim ziburit. He can't tell, go take from my ziburit. I'm finished. So therefore, true, the rule of Rabbi Ishmael will be that you can only pay your ziburit as long as it's equal to the nizak's edit. So therefore, when I'm paying my ziburit, okay, listen, this, for you, this is a great field. But she'ekin, if my ziburit doesn't equal the best field of the nizak, so then already, so what are you paying me over? I need fields. You want to pay me this? That's not even commensurate to the best thing that I have. In that case over there, bidin mazik sheminam. Then he has to pay the top field that the mazik has, grade A. Even though the grade A is much greater, even if it's much greater than the grade A of the nizak, doesn't matter. So the only time basically Ishmael says that the nizak, shayminan, is when your worst is equal to his best. So then already fine, or better. Masha'ekin, if your worst is not as good as his best, then he deduces the bidin mazik shayminan. So therefore he learned both. Sometimes bidin nizak, sometimes bidin mazik. To that the Gemara comes along and says, right, because I'm not taking from you ziburit. I want the best. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo ba katuv era legavot the Nezikin min ha'edit. He says it's always edit. It doesn't make a difference. Edit to the mazik, whatever your best field is, that's what you have to pay from that. He doesn't judge what's your ziburit, what's his edit. Always pay from the edit of the mazik. Ve'kalvachomer lehekdesh. Now, you threw in these words here, Rabbi Akiva, at the end. What are you talking about? What does this mean, kalvachomer lehekdesh? So the Gemara asks, my kalvachomer lehekdesh? What does this mean? Ilema, denagach Torah didan le'Torah dehekdesh. Maybe it's a case where we damaged short hekdesh. Our ox gored an ox of hekdesh, and therefore now you got to pay. That's what I was telling you now. When you pay, you got to pay edit, the same rules. Nashi. I'm sorry, Gemara. Shor re'ehu amarachmana ve'lo shor shel hekdesh. Sounds like when the Torah says v'chi yigach shor ish, it's shor re'ehu. Then you have to pay. Only when I damage my friend's shor. But when you damage hekdesh's shor, you're patur. It sounds like shor re'ehu ve'lo shor shel hekdesh. So there's no payment. Look at Rashi. Bottom Rashi on the page. Shoreehu amarachmana velo shor dehekdesh deim nagach shor shel hekdesh patur. Now v'u adin nechoshan zikin chi mazik et hekdesh patur. Not only shor, but if the shor fell into your bor, right? Or let's say a fire went and consumed shor shel hekdesh, all of them are going to be patur. Okay, that's it. Now comes the Gemara and says, so that cannot be the case. Three lines on the bottom. Ela, you know what the case is talking about? The kavah homer lehekdesh. Leomer hare alai mane lebe dekabayit. Oh, a guy came along and said, I'm making a donation, a mane, $100, to the Beit HaMikdash. Now the gizbar, the treasurer, he comes and he's going to collect. De'ate gizbar v'shekil me'idit. Hey, if I damage my friend and I got to pay edit, so certainly when Hekdesh wants to make a collection from something that I pledged, certainly they come and take it from the edit. Kabbalah says, what are you talking? Lo yeh ela ba'al chov. Hold it. This is not a damaging case. This is a case where you owe. And we learned already in Masechet Gittin regarding debt. And what did we learn? Ba'al chov bebenonit. Baal Chov only collects from mediocre. And therefore, you can't tell me that that's what Rabbi Akiva meant. Kal bachomer lehekdesh, that you pay edit. V'chi tema. Or maybe you're going to tell me. Sabar Rabbi Akiva kol baal chov nameh bi'edit. Maybe you'll tell me no. Maybe he holds that baal chov pays indeed from edit. Impossible, we can break that limud. No one can say that. You know why? I can tell you, you know why Baal Chov pays or gets paid in Benonit? Sheken yafe kocho benezikin. Because a Baal Chov, take the regular, that guy, that Baal Chov, if you put him in a nezikin case, he's got power. He already gets paid in edit. So therefore, in a case where there's edit, so I can tell you that there's a benonit payment. In hekdesh, you lower it one notch. Because he has power when it comes to nezikim. You see, the guy's capable of taking a edit. Okay, so Baal Chov, it's not a mazik power. Lower one notch. Tomar behekdesh shehura kocho benezakim. In hekdesh, as we said, there's no nizikin. Nizikin of Hekdesh, how much do you pay?
Nothing.
Hekdesh, if you damage Hekdesh, nizikin gets nothing. Now you want to upgrade it two notches from nothing? You want to upgrade it now that when they get paid for a pledge, you want to make it edit? So therefore, again, the Gemara says, you cannot tell me that when Hekdesh collects pledges, they're getting from edit. Because a regular person pledges a benonit because he has power. Because in nizikin, he's edit. Okay, case, I could say the guy that collects from Hadith in damages can collect Benoni. But if you're collecting zero in damages, now you want to jump to Hadith and pledges? No, it can't be. So what's the case? Be'olam tenagach Torah didan le'Torah dehigdish. Really, the case is talking like we thought originally. I was short, damaged, short of Higdish. Oh, I thought we just said that there's no payment. Oh, you asked the question. Short of Ayahu, short of Higdish? Rabbi Akiva Sabala Kirabi Shimon ben Menasya. Detanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer, Shor Shel Higdish. Shenagar Shor Shel Hidyot Patur. It's the other way around. If Higdish damages our Shor, Patur. Shor Shel Hidyot Shenagar Shor Shel Higdish, Ben Tam Ben Muad Meshalem. Nezik Shalem. So therefore we had the Shor Ehu backwards. We thought Shor Ehu means if we damage them, we're off the hook. No. If we damage them, we pay always. Even on a time, you pay Nezik Shalem. What does Shor Ehu mean? Shor Ehu means if they damage our Shor, Hegdesh is Patur. So that's what the Biakiva says. If on a regular Shor, if you damage, you pay Edith. Kavahomer, when your Shor damages Hegdesh, certainly you're going to pay Edith. Look at Rashi. Just look at Rashi. Mishalem Nezik Shalem. Vekadarish le re'ehu hachi. Learn the re'ehu like this. Shor shil re'ehu, hu dechi avim mazik. When the re'ehu shor damages, that's when we say, tam lo mishalem ela chatzi nezek. Aval im mazik shor shil hekdesh, then already mishalem mazik nezek shalem v'afilu tam. Which means the re'ehu, that makes the haluk between tam and mu'ad. But if it's not re'ehu, it's a mu'ad from the beginning and pays nezek shalem from the beginning. Be'ka'amar bi'akiva, de'shakal hekdesh shi'ur demesh shorom mi'idit karka'ot shel mazik, and that's the kavachomer to hekdesh. That when we damage hekdesh, it's got to be paid by idit.